following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And I am here with the wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we are here on holiday celebrations. And Daphne, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we're getting ready to all celebrate a holiday season. And obviously, we want to be mindful of how can we do right by our loved ones. But this is also the time when families are coming together. And there's a lot of things that, you know, we all may not have been around mom or dad, our elders, for a while. And so the thing is, I guess my question for you is, as the expert, is what kind of things would be like yellow flags, warning flags, okay, of a senior loved one, as far as what should we think is a serious thing to think about? Mm-hmm. And what are things that, you know, may not be an issue?
So it kind of comes from two perspectives. It's the family that sees mom at least weekly, let's mm-hmm. say weekly or mm-hmm. monthly, and you're kind of real close to the forest, so don't see a lot of changes mm-hmm. all the time. And then there's the family members that might come around for the holidays that haven't seen mom or dad for 6 months.
Maybe they don't live there and they
That's
come
right.
in. Right.
Yep. And so it's from two different sets of eyes that you can see that. But some key things to kind of watch for that are a little bit subtle is looking for the strength of the body. When someone stands up or sits down, does it take a couple of times to rock out of that chair? Did they need the arms of the chair? They used to be able to just use their core muscles mm-hmm. and get up. And when that person sits down, is it a plop or is it a controlled sit? Do they have the core strength still? Is it getting weaker for them? Is that something that, oh, we should kind of maybe pay attention to that, or have mom do a little more exercises and make that, if she's already a person who likes to be physical, maybe just be more intentional about mm-hmm. those suggestions mm-hmm. about that. So that's one thing that you could see just in terms of a subtle observation. When you haven't been around for a while, there'll be some things that you might notice, obviously, of languaging patterns. Are there any changes in that? Is mom searching for words? Is she repeating herself? Does dad have a raucous laugh now every time you ask a question because he doesn't know how to answer it? That might be a clue that mm-hmm. dad didn't laugh that much all the time. I mean,
right.
he hasn't answered a question yet.
Right.
I wonder what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that you see someone furniture walking or wall walking, you know, have to hang on to that wall all the time for
that's
stability.
That's a big issue.
It is. And it's something that's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like warning. It's just an awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, that says, oh, maybe we should implement some kind of assisted aid, mm-hmm. Which I believe when elders embrace assistance, they'll have independence longer. So if you're
right.
listening, don't fight the assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Walkers, canes, those kinds of things are going to help you keep your independence.
And, absolutely.
And they're hard to talk about for the independent person from a child's perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, Mom, I think you need something to help you walk. No, there's got to be some grace and dignity in there. But those are the clues that you as
sure.
family members can see. You might see a change in appetite. You know, that was favorite foods of my parents. They're hardly eating anything. Or if you're the person that's visiting at their home and you know, just go and say, oh, Mom, I'm going to go get a bottle of water. And as you're looking in the bottled water refrigerator and you see everything else, you might see some leftovers that are pretty old. Or you might see some of the foods that you have brought, you know, prepared in the freezer and they're still there. Might be an indicator that you need to pay attention a little bit to nutrition
mm-hmm.
and are they eating properly?
Right, right. And really, what are they craving to eat? I think that changes. And, you know, as I know that a palate with a senior, you know, the first flavor that we can sense when we're born is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the last flavor that lingers is sweet.
Sweet, yep, it is.
So what you're going to find is as you know, as we age, you know, what are they eating? Are they
that's
eating
right.
more sweets? Because that's very common, from what I understand.
Yep, it is. It is. It's the last sense that goes. If there's a disease process that
mm-hmm.
will affect your senses,
right?
Sometimes that's a really good indicator. Water intake, fluids.
Huge.
Dehydration is such a problem. And it's not just because you don't have enough water. It, in our elders affects a lot of systems in our bodies. Mm-hmm. When you're younger, your body can kind of go with the flow a little bit. But I don't know where that magic age is, but there's an age when you need your fluids.
I think the main thing with water is I always think in my head is that, you know, when we eat food, not to get really graphic on the radio here, but that goes through your digestive system and it's in your stomach and it putrefies, right? Yep. So you've got rotten food basically going through you. And that if that's not flushed out, it's toxic.
It is.
It's toxic to your system, and it can cause mobility issues. It can cause sore muscles. Mm-hmm. It can cause headaches. It can cause all different types of aspects of, you know, if you're not drinking enough water or fluids or anything like that. And I know for me, I'm not a water drinker. So I try to eat water-rich foods as much as possible, which is helpful.
It's helpful.
But I also, you know, every night before bed, I always drink a full glass of water. It's just, you know, trying to do what I can to make sure that I do that. And those are things I think that we can always think about, just the whole hydration process. Right. And I can tell, like in my skin, if I haven't drank enough water, I can start to see like maybe a breakout on my skin. I can start to feel achy with my muscles. Yep. That's dehydration.
Yep. That moves quickly into inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots of causes for inflammation, but these are a general overall when you hear your loved one saying, I just don't feel good. I just feel,
might be water.
You know, there's just three things to think about: water, food, and their medications, making sure that those are consistent.
Yes.
You know, those are pretty easy things. Most important, though, as you're getting together to, with family right now, I mean, pay attention to these little yellow flags, as you called them, but also just enjoy the person.
Yes.
Please don't pounce on them. Please don't say, oh, Mom, I'm seeing all these changes.
Very true.
just keep them to yourself and maybe have conversation with another family member that says, have you noticed, oh, you know, she was a little off today. Or, yeah, Dad was just, I don't know, he was kind of cranky. He's normally not cranky. Check yourself. I mean, sometimes when that person comes in from afar, it's unnerving.
Right.
To see the changes of your parents.
Right.
Some of it's just natural aging process.
Absolutely. And being that, and just being, I think the thing is that, you know, when we've talked about that, another thing I look at too is with my mom, I couldn't believe all the times that she, you know, she had papers all of a sudden starting to stack up more than she used to, you know, ever before. And I thought that was an interesting thing that I'd never really seen, you know, as far as, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, as we started to, you know, move her out of her house, she had like cash socked away in different places. You know, that was never my mom, but it's that fear factor. Yeah. It's that, what if I, you know, all of a sudden I started to see that emerge with my parent. I mean, is that something that you think
normal.
About?
Yeah. When you become more dependent on other people in big ways, movement, getting your food into your house, paying your bills, getting the mail from the mailbox, shoveling the snow, whatever it is. When you're dependent physically, that can really mess with your head sometimes. I mean, and you start to compensate.
Right.
Or hide things or not talk about subjects. That's where subjects become hard is when someone wants to keep their dignity. And so we as family members, it's our responsibility to be able to have those conversations that uphold the dignity and not be accusatory, not push somebody into the corner.
Sure.
But just say, you know, for me, when this happens, sometimes I'm really stressed out. When I can't get through my mail, I am just stressed out. I see this pile of mail. Is there any chance that you're stressing about something, Mom?
Yeah.
You know, just be lighthearted.
Or the other thing, too, is, you know, there might be some fear of not having enough money to pay them, you know, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, heating bills can come and on a fixed income or something like that. So being a little bit more mindful of how can you be there more for your parent and just be more supportive.
That's
maybe it's maybe it's just grabbing that electric bill and just, without saying anything, just paying it.
Yeah, just take care of it. It depends upon, obviously, the cognition and the independence of your parent.
Right.
But to be mindful and intentional and with love and compassion in your voice and in your intentions, talk about things. I am a person who uses preambles. Before I say what I really need to say, I'm going to say, you know, Mom, just hear my heart. Or this is hard for me to say.
So important.
I really don't want to have to talk about this, but Mom, I want the best for you. Mm-hmm. Can we have a conversation about the bills? You know, can I help you with them? I know you can do them, but I don't want them to cause you stress.
Right.
You know, you can still pay your bills. You can write a check, but would it be helpful if I helped you with it? Would it allow for more space in your head to think about the joyous mm-hmm. things in life?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Put it in a context that you can still do it.
So important.
But I really want to just give you more joy in your life.
And so, Daphne, bringing joy to families, obviously for you, we have about a minute and a half left in the show. And, you know, you guys work with making transitions easy. And yeah. So in a nutshell, what do you do and how can we reach you?
So first of all, you can reach me at 855-734-1500 or my website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And what we do is we help facilitate conversations. We help in terms of being an information post that you can know what all your options are for the given situation of your family. We have no fee for our services at all. I'm paid like a realtor, a one-time commission from Communities of Care, and I work with all Communities of Care. So from my perspective, there's no downside to having a conversation mm-hmm. with anyone from Pinnacle.
And it's never too early to have that conversation.
No, it isn't. Be proactive and not be in crisis. We talk about everything from in-home care to making modifications to your home. So that you can stay there.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something as simple as picking up the throw rugs.
Yeah.
I mean, to eliminate the fall risk.
Or throwing a grab bar in the bathroom.
Yes.
Something like that.
It can
that.
Be very
Absolutely.
Simple.
Absolutely.
And it can be as big as saying, you know what, we want to maximize the buying power of your family's estate, and we want to do XYZ outside of
right.
the home.
Right.
So we have all those conversations. We're not decision makers. We are listeners. And
Wonderful.
We give information.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back again next month.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.